and she doesn't ask it every night, just tonight. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're in Nun Beis, and we're learning the dinim about different payrolls and different ways that you make them roy l'achila. Yud Beis, payrol shelo nigmar bishulon ala ilon, they didn't ripen on the tree. So you take them off the tree, and you cook them in honey, or something like it, sugar, honey. Kamosho aderech latagein peiro shelo nigmaru bedvasho tzukur. So on them you make a shahakol. So what's the beer in that? So the article brings up in the Mishnah Brura that it's talking about it's not edible. It's completely inedible, and you wouldn't make any bruch at all. They're totally not ripe. Not they didn't fully ripen and they don't taste so good, but it's talking about they're inedible. So now, so we have the thought, if it's inedible in itself, then when you put on the sugar and the honey, you make a shahakol, then you're really just eating.
But in that case, if you're really saying it's inedible, coating it with sugar isn't really gonna do anything.
Right, that's why you make shahakol.
Right. You couldn't eat it.
I don't know, so. Well, I don't know the case. It says the derech was to latage, means to fry it. They would fry it in honey. So I don't know why it's shahakol. I'm not sure it's shahakol because of the 202.18.19. I'm not sure it's shahakol because the ikar is the dvash and the pri is the tofel. It could be a pri that you've made edible in this way, so it just remains a shahakol because it's be'etzim still inedible.
2.18.19.
Right. You know, this is not a normal processing. It's not a potato that you fried. A potato that you cooked or fried, that's its natural. A potato is inedible raw, and that's yeah. Okay. Achal esrog metugim bedvasho betzuker yesh levorech borer priyoetz. The esrog is fully ripe. Why is an esrog different? I guess because an esrog is fully ripe. It's a full pre. It's sour. I guess it's very, very bitter. It's like a lemon, right? So when you make it edible, so you just it tastes. It's a regular fruit. It's ripe and it's. That would be like. That would be like a potato. It would be like a potato. A potato you can't eat raw, you have to cook it or fry it. So an esrog you can't eat plain, you have to candy it or sugar it. But it's a regular fruit and you're eating the fruit. Hashem intended the fruit to be eaten. So I guess there, doing these things, frying it in honey or sugar, is the equivalent of processing a potato. So therefore, you make ha'etz, just like on a potato, you make ha'adama. If what?
The esrog wasn't processed.
If a person bites into an esrog and eats it, either no bracha or shahakol. Depending on how inedible it is.
But would that necessarily be the main ikar for growing an esrog? More for arbalidim on circus than it would be for edible?
You see, it's treated as an edible fruit also, because it's ha'etz. Like, we don't say it's adoma because it was never meant to be eaten. It was always meant to use as the mitzvah. Apparently, it's not like that. An esrog, you're supposed to take an esrog. In fact, the Rishalmi in Orla has a sad that if the esrog, like, you're not allowed to eat it because it's Orla. So you can't use it as an esrog because an esrog has to be a fruit. And if you're not allowed to eat it, it's not a fruit. It doesn't have the Shem Pri. It's not a fruit. No, you're supposed to take a fruit called an esrog and use it in Arba Minim. Not that Hashem created this in the world to be the Arba Minim, but it's a fruit, and it's a fruit. And Adarab, it has to be a fruit, Yerushalmi says. And if it's not a fruit, if it's orla, you can't use it as an esrog. The Bavli gives a different reason why you can't use an esrog of orla. But the Yerushalmi says this reason, that it's not a pri. So you have to take a pri and use it for Bamina. Okay, novlos, which are fruit that was scorched in the sun. Vehempero shenisrafu min hachom of the sun. Vehnovlu, and they shriveled up, withered. Vehnovlu min ha'ilon koidim shenizbashlu. So this is already something bad happened to it. It's called a klola or a kilkul. Kivin judovish and a skalkel, you make a shakol. It got, what?
Yeah.
It got ruined. Became pasha ipsha, bread spoiled. It's not inedible, remember, if it's inedible, you wouldn't be making any broch at all. But it's spoiled. Achenuri lachila, oh, here he says, Ebu Baruch Alei Klal. I'm sorry. And boring the foshos. Then, of course, there's no broch at all. Chomitz, gomer, vinegar, you don't make a broch at all. But if you put in water, then you make shahakol. What's vinegar? What is he talking about? Wine vinegar he's talking about? What is he talking about? What kind of vinegar? Anyway, if it bubbles when you pour it on the ground, it's called an edible, and you don't make any broch at all. Otherwise, you make shakol.